The Man in Line with Andy Wint.
On Manx Radio, Man in Line is on till 1. Open line, call 66 13 68, text or WhatsApp 166 177, email studio at manxradio.com. So the floor is yours, whatever you want to talk about as we head into the weekend. All ready for Valentine's Day tomorrow, I take it, and Pancake Day on Tuesday. Schools break up today. So the promise of a bus strike doesn't seem too advantageous to the users anyway. The door is still open for the union and the infrastructure department to meet and resolve matters ahead of a planned 10-day strike of bus drivers. 10-day strike of bus drivers. Planned action is from Saturday next week, a week tomorrow, which will be the week that the schools go back. Hey... Any thoughts? Anything else? Howard's first with us today. Hi, Howard.
Hello, Andy. Just an observation I made yesterday from one of our local producers, Isle of Man Meats. And they have a new product on the shelf now. And here's a big badge on the front of this. Isle of Man Meats since 1934. And these are sausages. And although it does say on the front, made with 100% pork, there's about four varieties of them down there in the shop, and they're probably all over the island. But when you turn the packet over and you look towards what the ingredients of various other aspects, produced and packed in the UK for Isle of Man Meats, Bella Fletcher Farm Road, the full address,
yeah.
But it says, you know, by choosing our product, you support and proud Manx farmers. And here they are, they're not supporting the workers that they have there, they're having these made and packed and produced in the UK.
So is it Manx pork that they're exporting and getting made into sausages over there?
And then bringing it back. It says here, Manx pork, made with 100% Manx pork. Now, there's no guarantee that's going to happen, because if they're going to a big factory, it's only going to be munched up together. And then it says, it's got a bit of Manx language, and then underneath that, Manananam, whatever it is, I'm not conversing with that, but it says Manx and proud. But when I saw this yesterday, and I saw produced and packed in the UK... So are they shipping live animals over? Are they shipping carcasses over? Are they not using Manx beef? And who's to say it's not halal? Mind you, they won't eat pork, will they? But this is Manx pork, and it's just given the quantities that's actually in the sausages,
right. 77%.
But why would they want to do this when they... used to always produce, and there are other people on the island, there's about three or four of them producing sausages, so they're shipping sausages away to have them produced in the UK and brought back to the island at
right.
what cost.
How long has this product been on the shelves, do you know?
I don't know, I hadn't seen it before, and it's on the top of the packet, right. New product.
Right, okay. Whereabouts did you buy it, Howard?
Well, I bought this Tesco's.
Right, okay.
So, but Tesco's are pretty strict on their, how can I say, where the stuff comes
yeah,
from,
yeah.
what is in it. They have to have a very serious set of details to establish, you know, a criteria, which is fine. But why is Manx Meats doing such a trick to the public, given the impression that it is our Manx sausages? When they're not.
Yeah.
I thought maybe there's been a mistake produced and packed in the UK. I thought that might have been a typo.
Yeah.
You know, somebody's got their head in a rush and put UK. But these are, it's quite deliberate on the bottom.
Well, I wonder if anybody knows the detail behind this. So this is Manx pork taken to the, whether it's live or whatever, it's taken to the UK, made into sausages and brought back here. I just wonder whether it's being sold anywhere else apart from Tesco, Howard.
Well, no doubt it will, because Isle of Man meats, they'll sell all over the island. And it's been sold on the shelves as a Manx product. So that in one slight way is a deception. And how many other products are they going to move through the system and move it to the UK, and eventually the abattoir will just, well, disappear?
You just wonder what the thinking is behind that. It'd be nice to find out what the detail is and whether or not it's to deal with Tesco's the provenance rules and everything, where they have to know where everything comes from and what have you. Whether or not it's easier to do that for Tesco over there rather than do it here. But as you say, it's Manx, but it's a bit transplanted, isn't it, as far as Manx?
It is. Well, there's no guarantee that if this thing comes popular, then they're not going to have sufficient pigs on the island here to give 100% Manx pork. It's a bit like the butter. We use Manx butter all the time. And it got in short supply for a while, simply because people were going back to full cream milk.
Right.
And they weren't getting sufficient cream off the milk to make the Manx butter, hence the shortage. So they actually said themselves they had to cut out one of their UK customers to establish or to keep the supplies on the island.
Right.
But this is a different set of rules here. This is Isle of Man Meats, which is a separate entity, and they've just had a big shake-up within the directors and all the bits and pieces. So how has this come about, and why has nobody ever told about it?
Right.
And it says here, buy local, buy Manx. I've took photographs of them, and I printed them out so I can read them. And it's here, buy local, buy Manx. And then, as I say, about 6 inches down the road, produced and packed in the UK.
Right, okay.
So all there's a man standing up there somewhere waiting for the load of pork to come through so he can put it into sausage skins. But I'm afraid it's been done 200 miles away.
Okay. All right, Howard, good to hear from you. Have a good weekend now.
And you, take care. Bye now.
13 minutes past 12, got a note in from 532, says, Andy, just to confirm, it's fully Manx pork in the sausages. They don't have a machine to make them anymore. Is that true? No machine to make sausages at the meat plant. Dave, 062, says, Tesco have very strict policies on how meat products are produced and packaged. It'd never be cost-effective to set up a factory meeting those standards on the Isle of Man. As a result, the only way you'll ever see Manx meat in Tesco is if it's shipped off the island, turned into a product for the end user. So, and a note in from Jane. Thank you, Jane. 496 says, why is the government still trying to increase the Isle of Man population to 100,000? I'm sure they nearly achieved this already, although they don't know who's here as no checks are done on the borders. You only need to see the increased traffic in the roads, the long doctor and dentist waiting lists, and difficulty securing a property. I didn't recognise a soul when I was walking through Strand Street in Douglas. Huge families are clearly not local, says Jane. Well, the stated aim is to up the working population, certainly, and obviously with the working population, if families are coming over, they will bring families. But the working population, and really the bottom line is money. I mean, everything's always about money. We need economic activity on the Isle of Man to generate funds. So the taxes and the licences and what have you that are paid and the tariffs that are paid, they fund public services. That's where the money comes from. So we have to have economic activity, and that will be the responsibility of the new House of Keys and the new Council of Ministers when they come in. Manx butter is exported, blended with vegetable oil and shipped back to the Isle of Man, says Pete. Is that true? When you say Manx butter, you mean the spreadable butter? Because there was a shortage of spreadable butter for a time, wasn't there? I didn't know it was because people are having full-fat milk anymore. But if you can shed any light on this, and also whether or not Manx butter is exported and then shipped back to the Isle of Man, I thought the spreadable butter was made here. But anyway, the bus strike is a 10-day bus strike, 10 days. Tim Crockall, MHK, the minister, DOI minister, says meetings have been taking place between both bodies ahead of the planned action starting a week tomorrow. And the both bodies are the infrastructure department, who run the buses, and the union, Unite. Yesterday, Unite confirmed the strike action and accused the DOI of failing to resolve a long-running dispute with bus drivers. This is MHK Minister Tim Crockall.
There's several options on the table. The door is still open to talking. Say there was a meeting yesterday, and there was another one penciled in for the 24th. But the unions feel part of that is the terms and conditions are not on the table. This is about finances rather than terms and conditions. But we're, yes, absolutely still open to make ourselves available for any meetings.
Because Unite says drivers have remained engaged and that opportunities to settle were there but not taken. So are you saying that's not a fair characterisation?
From what I understand, and obviously I'm not long in, back in the department, but yeah, we are absolutely available to make the meeting dates and continue negotiations. And MERS were involved and still staying involved, as far as I know.
Obviously, some people might say that industrial action of any sort represents a failure of leadership and ultimately a failure of government stewardship of a public service. Do you accept any responsibility for the situation reaching this point?
Well, no, I don't. And because I'm saying that because there's obviously leadership on both sides and both sides are trying to resolve this still. So I'm hoping we'll get back round the table, even as quick as Monday, if you like. It probably won't happen today, unless yesterday's meeting is still ongoing. Because, as I say, I've not had anything feedback from yesterday. So that could be that they're going back into that. I don't honestly don't know. But, you know, we're still, and both sides and MERS are willing to meet and try and resolve this issue.
Well, it's been 2 months since Unite members voted in favour of this action, and it would appear obviously a resolution still hasn't been met. So, you know, 2 months, that's a fairly long time. Why has it been going on for so long?
I just assume, Ben, that, you know, in between time, between then and now, that meetings haven't happened. I don't know that, but, you know, as I say, there was a meeting yesterday. Whether anything's happened in those 2 months, I guess there's been emails flying around and unions will have been meeting with MERS maybe and whatever, but say, please, can we get, you know, and I'm asking now, please, can we get back round the table as soon as possible, not wait for the 24th if that's the next meeting, and try and resolve this. You know, this is really important to everybody that uses the bus services, the drivers, you know, people who own businesses, because obviously it'll affect those, people are going to hospital for appointments and so on, and obviously the schools as well.
Tim Crockall, the minister, talking about this proposed bus strike. 10-day bus strike, it's a lot, isn't it? And of course, as always, in the middle is the poor old passenger, the customer, the person who pays their bus fare. If you use the buses, if you're involved in that, I just wonder what you think about this. There seem to be rumblings around industrial action for ages, haven't there? Because the terms and conditions of the bus drivers, whether some bus drivers were on different contracts to other bus drivers, there was all sorts of accusations a few years ago about rosters and rotas and how those were imposed. But anyway, any thoughts? Text, email, call and WhatsApp. And David's with us now. Hi, David.
Hi, mate. Somebody asked me last night regarding what were my views about the statue at Timmel Hill of King Ori. So I thought to myself, it's a good subject to ask, really, the population. It's actually snuck up on us. The planning application, there's not been much media coverage about it, but I just wonder what it is. And my own thoughts with that is, I don't know what the people think of the island there. Isn't the hill enough there? It's an actual a monument place. But do you have to have, like, a statue illuminated on across the road from the pub? And that's one of the issues I have with that, really, at the end of the day.
What's your thought? Do you think it's too much, or do you think we should have it?
I don't think we should have it, to tell you the truth. I just thought the site itself is a monument place, do you know what I mean? The whole grounds and stuff like that. We used to have the, when I was a kid anyway, the fair was on the front, and now it's at the back. But that's, but it's still, the population can go there and demonstrate and remonstrate to their politicians on a national day. And at the end of the day, my thoughts are, anyway, it's the 5th of July, it's Timmel Day, not the 6th or the 4th or the next or the day when it's convenient for the politicians and not the public.
Right.
And
okay.
I just thought what people would think. And it was really nice to hear Wilf yesterday And I'm glad he's up and about, and he stick to it. And at the end of the day, he didn't mention about the bridge, did he? So I still can't work out where the bridge is going to be underwater.
Well, they presumably are going to put something across the bridge. You would think they'll put something across the bridge, wouldn't you?
I don't know. But maybe it's the cheapest way, as the DOI, is to get a sign saying this bridge floods at certain times of the year. Be careful.
Okay.
Hey, we've got enough signs, haven't we? We've got 20 on them.
Okay. Right. Have a good weekend. Bye. Thanks for that. Yeah. Cheers now. It's 21 minutes past 12. Well, this thing about the King Ori, it's had lots of coverage. And if you're following Manx Radio, we've been talking about this King Ori thing forever. It was put, it's basically Lawrence Skelly's. He submitted the application. Lawrence Skelly, president of Tynwald, the outgoing president of Tynwald, told the inquiry that it stemmed from a long-held desire to promote the origins of Tynwald as the oldest continuous parliament in the world. And obviously, the Tynwald Hill isn't enough. They want a statue of Godred Crovan, King Ori. An independent inspector will advise the minister after a detailed debate over the illuminated sculpture beside Tynwald Hill. They're investigating, really. An appeal against the plans to install this statue has been heard. Detailed arguments focusing on heritage impact, archaeology and planning policy. Manx National Heritage don't want it. M&H brought the appeal after the planning committee approved the proposal, despite the case officer having initially recommended refusal. The scheme would see a statue just under 3 metres tall, 1.8 metres wide, that's 10 foot by 6 foot, just about, placed on a verge adjacent to Tynwald Hill. Godred Crovan will stand there with a sword and a shield mounted on a plinth, inscribed in Manx, Gaelic and English names, and runes as well. It's going to be privately funded. Mr. Skelly made much of that. It's privately funded, no access to taxpayers' money. We don't know who's paying for it yet. And so there it is. I just wonder what your thoughts are. I have to say, there's been no groundswell of opinion either way. But if you have got a thought on this, do you think that's the place? I mean, at the moment, when you drive, particularly at night, and St. John's Church is lit up, it's a very impressive church, our national church, and Tynwald Hill is there, it's a point of reference and it's a conversation starter, particularly if you stop off for a drink at the pub or a bite to eat at the restaurant there, just to walk around, or you're on the way to Tynwald Mills. What are your thoughts? Do you think this is the place for a statue? One of our journalists at Manx Radio has always evinced the opinion that we should have an enormous statue of a Viking on Douglas Promenade. It's John Moss. John's always wanted a big 30 or 40 foot high Viking on the promenade so that when you're coming in on the boat, particularly at night, you can see it's a big statue. It's very, very... the statues are very impressive. But is Tynwald Hill the place for a statue? If you've got any thoughts, text, email, call and WhatsApp. Oh, and talking of Wilf, here's Wilf. Hi, Wilf.
Hi, I just come on here just for the water on the swing bridge.
Yeah.
The wall goes, no matter how high the wall is going to be, it runs to the swing bridge and then starts and runs away from the swing bridge. And in between, in the gap, it put a slider and an aluminium door that dropped down.
Right.
And that just shuts that off. I mean, how strong that would have to be to hold the whole of the harbour bed, I don't know, but that's what they say.
Right.
Wherever there's a gap, a normal gap now, in the chains where you walk through, there will be sliders.
Right.
So you can walk through.
Somebody asked yesterday, is the harbour side, is the quay side on the Moorook side, is that higher than the quay side by the town, or is there going to be a wall on the other side?
No, it's all about the same. You see, that's the thing they haven't thought about, I don't think, unless... I've often seen people down there all my life with theatrolites on tripods. Taking readings. I don't know what they were doing. Never asked them. But I can't say that that was that far ahead, but it might be levels or whatever. And I would say it's probably the same height the other side. So you put a wall one side, you really should have a wall the other side. I would say so. I don't know if you go right round. You can't keep it. You can keep it away from one side, but it's got to go somewhere else. The water will find its own level somewhere.
So, what about is the wall going to go around by Mezrin then? Is that or will it flood over the Mezrin? If it's going to flood, will it flood there as
no,
well?
No, I don't know about Mezrin. Mezrin have got concrete blocks, sort of keeping their site away from the public, if you like. It goes around the back of their trucks and what have you, away from the edge. They're not watertight, like stuck together, but the big concrete, like sort of lintels, they're just about the right height for that's the size you want for to be sitting on around the rest of the harbour. And they're about two foot square. But the thing is, they're not watertight, and the water has always come over there. And so whether they're going to put, they could do, if they did, if they do the wall they're talking about, I don't know how they would operate Mezrin. But if they did a 2 foot wall, they could operate fine because it's all crane stuff. And you step over it, whatever, stand on it, whatever. If they did the same thing, go right round with a 2 foot wall, that would do the job.
Okay, all right. Appreciate it, Wolf. Thanks for calling. Have a good weekend now.
I'll try.
All the best. All right. Thanks to Peter on 722, who tells you, sent me a screenshot of the bottom of Isle of Man Creamery spreadable butter, which is, he's quite right, made in the UK using butter from the Isle of Man. And it gives the Isle of Man Creamery's address. But it's, yes, the spreadable butter, according to this, is made in the UK. I go across to Donegal, and after having Irish beef, may I add at half the cost, it's better than meat on the Isle of Man. But you never know whether the meat you're eating on the Isle of Man is Manx or not. So how do you know? Well, presumably the butchers say whether it's Manx, don't they? Any thoughts? The bus strike is another legacy of ex-ministers and bullying tactics. So what particular bullying tactics are we talking about, David? If you can be a bit more specific rather than the generalisation. And we often hear this about bus drivers being bullied and people on different contracts and this, that and the other. It'd be nice, bearing as, you know, the fact it's a public department, if we can find out. Tesco have been selling Isle of Man meat bacon since, I think, before Christmas, says C. Also shown on the reverse of the pack as produced in the UK from Manx meat. It'd be interesting to learn if the factory producing these pork products of Isle of Man meats has any links to Isle of Man meats. On the approach to Nobles Hospital, there are 7 20-mile-per-hour signs going in and 3 going out. 7. Thank you, Mo. Good to hear from you. I think we should have a 40-foot statue of Phil Gorn, says this correspondent. Well, some people would love that. The minister should have attended yesterday's meeting or at least spoken to his department, says Phil. This is regarding the bus strike. And a DOI minister says, 556, not being given the facts before he talks to the media. Ask any bus driver, the dispute is all about contracts. The DOI is trying to implement new contracts, which means a lot of drivers will be worse off. And lots of questions. Please don't send me questions. Tim Crookall's not here. But I got a message from Andrea, who said, you did it again. You said you were going to talk about something and didn't do it. Well, often we run out of time, but we often get back to them. And it is MyCard. And Andrea said, what's the situation with MyCard? Treasury is working on a potential payment card system similar to MyCard, which would eventually replace MyCard. Towards the end of last year, MyCards were going to be withdrawn, a move that prompted significant political pressure, leading government to reverse course and extend the use of MyCard for another 12 months. Here's the Treasury Minister, Chris Thomas.
On 26th and 27th of November, Social Security officers phoned customers who hadn't responded to the letters which had been sent to them to check they'd received the letters and to establish whether they were now able to provide their bank account details to the Social Security Division. If they did not have a bank account, the officers then assessed whether they may be eligible for the payment exception service, whereby they would be able to enrol for a new MyCard. All of the MyCards that were in issue before the end of last year expired on 31st of December 2025. Those whom the Social Security Division are satisfied do not have a bank account or would not be able to use one have been issued with a letter which enabled them to enrol for a new MyCard under Treasury's payment exception service. Former MyCard users who declined to give their bank account details to the Social Security Division or failed to engage with the Social Security Division have since the beginning of this year been paid their benefits or state pension by means of government cheques, which they can cash at a post office or pay into their bank account if they have one. Treasury is continuing to explore longer-term alternative payment solutions for those who don't have bank accounts and cannot reasonably be expected to open or use one and has engaged with potential providers. Discussions are ongoing. Per the Tinwood resolution, I undertake to provide more details no later than the sitting of the Honourable Court upstairs in May or even earlier if possible.
Chris Thomas, MHK, talking about the successor to MyCard and what's going on with that. Thank you, Julian, who just says, buy your sausages direct from your butcher. Tastier and no packaging, says Julian. And Andrea, here's a point about this statue. There are more important things for government to be discussing than a statue of King Ori. Also, it may be privately funded, but we, the taxpayers, are going to be paying for this appeal. Good point. So are you for or against this King Ori statue at Tinwald Hill? Illuminated, impressive, but are you for it? Would your heart burst with pride when you saw it? I'm Manx and served in the RAF, and I found it too expensive to get home more than once a year. So when I had leave, I'd go abroad. It was cheaper than a ferry home to my family, says 719. Stuart said, Andy, I'm writing as a concerned member of the public regarding the ongoing lack of cooperation amongst our MHKs. From the outside, it increasingly appears that too much time and energy is spent on irrelevant disputes and point scoring rather than working together for the benefit of the Isle of Man. Healthy debate's essential in any democracy. However, what many residents are seeing now feels less like constructive discussion and more like persistent division, with key issues becoming bogged down in conflict. At a time when people are facing real pressures, from the cost of living to public services and long-term planning, we need leadership that's collaborative, focused, and willing to compromise. I believe this is a topic that deserves wider public discussion, and I hope the station will continue to question and challenge our elected representatives on how they intend to move forward beyond constant disputes and start delivering clear, unified progress for the people they serve. Well, it's a big year this year, a very big year. On the 13th of August, this House of Keys will be dissolved. On the 26th of August, the candidate nomination period closes. And then on Thursday, 24th of September, from 8 a.m. till 8 p.m, the polling booths will be open. Then, it's all yours.
Looking to make the most of your savings? Cornerstone Bank offer a range of savings options, from fixed terms of 6 months to 3 years, to variable rate notice accounts with notice periods of 95 to 180 days. And choose monthly or annual interest, whatever works for you. For the latest rates and an application form, check out cornerstonebank.co.im. Cornerstone Bank, celebrating 90 years of community, heritage and connection. Here for the journey. All deposits are subject to status, terms and conditions apply. No early withdrawals permitted. Qualifying deposits made with Cornerstone Bank are covered by the Isle of Man Depositors Compensation Scheme as set out in the Depositors Compensation Scheme Regulations 2010.
Cork Hill Storage. Cork Hill Storage. Call Cork Hill Removals and Storage today. We'll store your goods day after day. Safe and secure around the clock. When it comes to storage, we do the lots. Click CorkHillRemovals.com.
One architectural design company has particular expertise in achieving planning approval for a wide variety of projects, from landmark buildings to spectacular homes. Talk to the experts at Ellis Brown and get your project off the ground. For excellence in design, search Ellis Brown.
Many people are struggling. You can help by volunteering or making a donation to Isle of Man Food Bank, whether it be food or essential items or financial support. Please call 646 999, brought to you by Descon Office Interiors.
Visit Ramsey Art Gallery for a fabulous range of top brand watches and stunning gold and silver jewellery, gifts for all occasions, and of course our gallery of prints and original artworks. Find all this and more at Ramsey Art Gallery Jewellers and Engravers opposite the RNLI shop.
Have you got your Manx Radio Gold open and closed door sign on display? If you put the sign in the entrance of your business, you could win 3 months of free advertising on Manx Radio Gold in 2026. Need a door sign? Email sales@manxradio.com and we'll get one straight to you. And if your door sign is already up, send us a photo and we'll put your business into the prize draw. Manx Radio Gold is the perfect soundtrack for your workplace, with fewer interruptions and only the greatest hits on earth. On your smart speaker and at gold.manxradio.com.
Manx Radio Gold.
The Man in Line with Andy Wint.
24 minutes before one. I love Manx butter and I have it whenever I visit the Isle of Man. If it's made in the UK, it'd be good if Tesco sold it in their stores in Manchester, says Paul. I bought some locally produced sausages the other day, but to my mind, they were very poor quality, too much fat and gristle. It's all very well saying shop local, buy Manx, but standard needs to be raised, otherwise people will use supermarkets. Obviously, Manx sausages cost more, says Charles. Well, you've not said where they were from, but that's Charles's opinion. Why doesn't the government issue Revolut cards to replace the My Card, says 574. Oh, Wilf's back with us. Hi, Wilf.
It's just a little bit about this statue they're going to put up or whatever.
Yeah.
I was just curious to see, where do these sculptors, whatever they are, where do they get... how do they know what he looked like?
Well, that's true. It's funny you mentioned that, because Charles Gard said... This is intended to symbolise the Viking origins, but he said there's no confirmed likeness of King Ori, so nobody knows what he looked like.
Exactly. Well, that's what they call artistic licence or whatever. But they're just making something up. It's supposed to be this tall thing they're going to stuff.
Right.
He might have been 4 foot high for all they know.
Well, that's it. Well, the thing is, I think they're going to have him with long hair and a wild beard. Now, Wilf, who would that remind you of, with long hair and a wild beard?
Well, that's a good idea. Maybe they'd better melt it down and put one of me up.
I'm sure lots of people would love that, Wilf.
Not on Timwell Hill, because I'm not for Timwell Hill. Put it by the courthouse. Melt them two fellas down the seat and chips by the courthouse.
Right.
Melt them two down and put a statue of me up there instead of them two.
Right. Thanks, thanks, Wilf. Cheers now. Well, Charles Gard, actually speaking in support, said the statue was intended to symbolise Timwell's Viking origins. He said there's no confirmed likeness of Godred Crovan and said the design is an artistic interpretation informed by historical advice. We don't know, do we? We don't know. When was the last time you went to King Ori's grave? Could you tell me where King Ori's grave is? When were you last there? Now, at least this would bring King Ori to everybody's attention. The crossroads at St John's, very well-used road, one of the most used road on the Isle of Man, and particularly in the tourist season when people are toing and froing to Timwell Hill and what have you. Is it the right place to do it? Where did he come ashore, by the way? Did he come ashore at Peel? Andrew Johnson is an archaeologist who represents Manx National Heritage and said the proposal will harm the setting of the site. Timwell Hill, along with the chapel and the processional pathway, are registered buildings. And MNH believes the area's significance lies not only in the built elements, but in its openness. It's largely uninterrupted as a landscape since the 1840s, defined by the hill, the chapel and the fairfield. So it's open and restful, says Andrew Johnson. And the statue would represent a substantial visual intrusion, and said it's nearly the same height as the hill itself, so it will distract from the focus of the ceremonial space, and particularly, of course, when it's lit at night. I work in mental health, says Peter. We regularly see workers from the buses, the airport, taxis and older males in modern office environments. Most seem to be under pressure from changing work practices, terms and conditions. They're ordinary Manx people who are driven to the edge. Most of the time they put in 25 or 30 years. They care. They're not snowflakes. I've seen all sorts, says Peter, but there seem to be workplaces that have been struggling for years. The airport is one, and that's Peter's point of view on this. Couple of points I'd like to make, says Texter 467. We were in Peel last week, and you really can't take your eyes off the pavement in case you step into something. Secondly, I always switch off. I always switch off when the school children are on the programme. In my view, the school children, the students, that is, don't have the life experience to make some of the opinions they voice. So I also feel the Isle of Man government has damaged youth culture by not allowing young people to gain experience of growing up, with things like youth clubs and discos no longer available. Thank you, text, no name, it's anonymous, text of 467. I just wonder what your thoughts are. It's a point, really, that we go around. And when I started doing Man in Line again, Lord, is it 7 years ago I started doing Man in Line? And I used to do it when we originally did it back in the end of the 90s. That we go round to all the high schools, usually twice a year, to see what the 16 and 17-year-olds and sometimes 18-year-olds are thinking. Point is, they never get a chance to contribute to Man in Line because they're at school, apart from when they're on holiday. They are, and remember, this was pointed out, they're allowed to vote. So as 16 years of age, they are allowed to vote, although it was pointed out. They're allowed to vote, but they're not taught about Manx politics. Anyway, thoughts about that. And thank you, Anne, who said, after hearing Howard's comments about the sea wall, I thought you'd be interested in a poem I wrote. Thank you for that. Nice poem as well. The sea has waited and is now wreaking her revenge. And thanks also to Albert, who told me we're going for a walk along the prom, Albert and I, because Albert's got some points to make about the sea wall and how he thinks it's crumbling because it wasn't made true. It's kind of leaning to one side. And also the actual prom itself, the problems that there are with the prom itself, the fact that some of the pedestrian crossings are kind of sinking because there's nothing underneath them. King Ori's likeness. Who should we make King Ori like, do you think? Charles Gard, perhaps? Maybe. Who should we make it like? Alf Cannon. A statue of King Ori. Alf Cannon as King Ori. What do you think? I was expecting a long wait in A&E. It's ED now, after falling in a plantation. From start to finish, two x-rays, a reset of the bone, and excellent care. I was home in less than 2 hours, says Claire. Second appointment, an even shorter trip. Well done, nobles. When you get it right, you are absolutely fantastic. Wilf's got a point, says Mike, about the statue of King Ori. What does King Ori actually look like? You could say the same about statues and the artwork of Jesus. Was Jesus white with blonde hair and blue eyes? Ian, great men are all well remembered, but few are so renowned as Ori or Gori the Dane. Everybody who went to Balcomine will remember that. Did you ever have to write out King Ori? Did you ever get a King Ori? And you had to write it very... I didn't. But I know several people in this radio station had to do King Ori's. Have a nice day. Thank you, Ian. Weren't the Celts here before the Vikings? So why don't we make a statue of a Celt, says David.
My everyday used to feel fine. Now it feels elevated.
Better decisions, better outcomes.
Support when I need it, freedom when I don't.
with no monthly fee, dedicated relationship management, and a world of global benefits. HSBC Premier is designed to elevate your everyday. HSBC, opening up a world of opportunity. See website for details. T's and C's apply. In the Isle of Man, HSBC Bank PLC is licensed by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority and is a participant in the Isle of Man Depositors' Compensation Scheme, as set out in the Depositors' Compensation Scheme Regulations 2010.
Most builders start with a hammer and saw. Manx Construction start with ideas and imagination. For new build, extension or home office, Manx Construction offer full service from planning to completion. Call Tony on 452 688.
If you have children, pets or a house, talk to Peace of Mind about a will or power of attorney, which will help family members when it matters. Prices from £199 plus VAT. Find us on Facebook or call 632 610.
Blowing a hoolie out there.
Come in for a bravig by the fire. Just stocked up at Hearth. Never been so warm.
Who's that? Hearth?
Aye, they've got kiln-dried hardwood for me log burner. Colombian coal and smokeless ovals for the open fire. Kindling and firelighters all delivered. Great value too.
All goes up the chimney anyway, so I pay more. I'll be giving Hearth a call.
Check their website as well. Just order and they deliver.
For all your fire fuel needs, call Hearth on 560 577 or visit hearth.co.com.
On Tuesday, the new Treasury Minister, Chris Thomas, will reveal the final budget of this administration. And to find out how it will impact you, we'll have all the details on air and online brought to you by Crowe Isle of Man. And next Friday, the 20th of February at 5pm, you can join us for our special budget programme, where the Treasury Minister will join us for an open audience discussion at Lukey's at the Best Western Palace Hotel. To find out how you can apply for tickets and put your questions directly to the Minister, go to manxradio.com.
The Man in Line with Andy Wint.
Hey, it's 13 minutes before one. Hi, Dougie. Thanks for your call, Dougie. Good to hear from you. And more on the Beach Hotel in Ramsey that we were chatting about. And Bill said, the Beach Hotel, two brothers were resident comedians for many summers, Dave and Joe O'Duffy. Anybody remember Dave and Joe O'Duffy at the Beach Hotel? Looked lovely, the Beach Hotel did. Of course, now it's all apartments. Steve said, my favourite statue on the Isle of Man is still Norman Wisdom. Everybody, when anybody comes over during TT or visitors, all do selfies with Norman Wisdom. George Formby as well, although the George Formby statue is a bit hidden at the end of Ridgeway Street by there, but it's still leaning on the lamppost as well. T.E. Brown, that's a good statue as well. So do you think it is time to have a statue of Godred Crovan, King Ori, on the Isle of Man? Thanks also to, Peter. Oh, it's Peter, just say, maybe we could get a statue of Bernie May. Well, you never know, do you? Bernie fondly remembered MHK. There are two more 20-mile-per-hour signs at the top of the Ellenbrook Estate, except they're on the exit of the one-way system. Not only should you not be going against the one-way system, it's almost impossible to do 10 miles per hour on the Ellenbrook one-way. You can barely get above 5 miles per hour. And Pat said, at the weekend, I stripped down a washing machine, used the drum for a fire pit, and recycled most of everything else. I was left with just the shell, which I flattened down. Took it to the Douglas Amenity site, but they wouldn't let me put it in the metal skip. I asked why, and I was told that the metal had been part of a washing machine, so I had to pay £40, even though I'd dismantled the washing machine myself. No wonder people fly tip. It's not worth the effort recycling your waste, says Pat. The Norse raided and attacked the Isle of Man. Why should that be celebrated? Says Tom. Well, we celebrate it every day, don't we? I mean, every time you talk about Tynwald, Tynwald is Tingvalla. That's Norse language. The thing. So we celebrate our Norse heritage. I know what you're saying, but we kind of skipped over that bit, didn't we? I do feel there's no need for a new statue at Tynwald Hill, Ian in Birch Hill. Manx history is important, and we should all know our heritage. However, there are more pressing needs that the Isle of Man has to address rather than a new statue. Says, I mean, even though it would be private money, but you get the point. Perhaps a statue could be by the castle in Castletown, as he was actually King of Man, says John. And I love listening to the school interviews. I'm always impressed by their views on certain subjects, just chatting to the... well, we really let the students do all the talking, to be quite honest. The less I say, the better. In fact, most people say that. More messages coming up, lots and lots of messages. Congratulations. This is Polly. Hello, Polly, who just said, will you congratulate Ilium Quayle? Well, yes, Ilium Quayle, son of Milky, Richard Quayle, is working under Ian Locker for the Snaefell Mountain Course debut later this year. Ilium Quayle is going to race for Team ILR at the Manx Grand Prix in August. So congratulations to Ilium Quayle. I received a Christmas card from Teesside, says Nick. Yeah, it was posted at the beginning of December. I just got it. It took over 2 months to get from Teesside to the Isle of Man. What is happening to the postal system? And Texter 382 said, given that year after year the sea is rising and causing damage, Douglas Corporation shouldn't be spending money on expensive skate parks and shipwreck-style obstacles, as the sea will just damage them anyway. They're looking at putting in mitigation measures, aren't they, for Douglas Promenade? Although the sea's always come over, hasn't it? I mean, the sea has always made the journey. What would you do? Beastie is right. This is 167. Beastie was on earlier the week talking about cash and everything and computers. Beastie's right. Independence is being taken away from the older generation, particularly by making them do everything online, which they're not set up for. It takes away their socialising. Getting rid of my cards was a disgrace, says 167. Well, obviously, there's going to be something along the lines that will be coming. I read in a local paper, you were talking about post offices, says Jan, I read that the post office has made a good profit last year. Well, we checked up, and the most recent public figures show that Isle of Man post office made a healthy profit in the latest reported financial year. According to the statutory board plan for 2025-26, the post office made £3.85 million profit for the year ending 31st of March 2025, which is £1.25 million more than the year before, with a turnover of £25.1 million. So, get it, turnover £25.1 million, making £3.85 million profit, which is what, £4 million is £80,000 a week profit. That means the Isle of Man's postal service has been in the black and showing year-on-year improvement, continuing several years of profitability after earlier years of smaller profits or losses. So that's the situation with the post office, £3.85 million profit on a turnover of £25.1 million. Thanks to Alison. Thank you, Alison. I mentioned the other day that I was gladdened by seeing the daffodils in Bride. It's that time of the year. We got a big bunch of daffodils on Douglas Head, and they're waiting to burst through. And I absolutely love it when the daffodils, it just gladdens me when the daffodils come through, and you know spring is on the way, and you know that all the winter, it's been a grim old winter, hasn't it, that all that is finally behind us. So is it true? Yes, it is true.
When the man in line's not on air, call Manx Radio to leave your opinion for broadcast on 682-631.
It is true, Josette. She said, you said the other day Ramsay's going to lose 50 car parking spaces. Well, actually, it's 52. This new scheme to put a 4-foot concrete flood wall from Bowring Road to East Quay with floodgates will take 52 on-street parking spaces from Ramsay. Josette says, I won't shop. I choose to go to Ramsay because I like parking on the quay, walking through the cut-throughs and going to Parliament Street. I enjoy it and I spend money there. if they're taking away 52 car parking spaces from Ramsey, where is everybody going to park? And a message in from Marilyn, who said when they did Douglas Promenade, they took away car parking spaces there. So is it true they're going to build a multi-storey car park on Circus Beach? Well, there was a whisper that that was a plan, Marilyn. I don't know whether you know more than I do, but certainly it's a bit of a lottery parking on Douglas Promenade compared to how it used to be. Lots of car parking spaces went from there, and there doesn't seem to be any decline in vehicles. A quick word about this Sunday, if you've got nothing to do and you fancy cleaning up the north of the Isle of Man. Beach Buddies are at Balageni at the Ayres Nature Reserve, 10:30 Sunday morning. It looks like the weather's going to be okay on Sunday. If you want to help clean up the Ayres Nature Reserve, nip along there. Make sure you make the right turnings when you're going through Andrus, or you'll end up where you don't want to be. The Ayres Nature Reserve, 10:30 Sunday morning. Just show up yourself with good intent. They'll provide everything else. They'll provide the litter pickers, give you some gloves to wear. They provide the bags to sling all the rubbish in, and they take it away afterwards. So if you want to help them, if you want more information, by the way, beachbuddies.org.im, beachbuddies.org.im, or nip along to the Ayres Nature Reserve, Balageni, this Sunday morning at 10:30. And I hope everything goes well. I hope the weather's fine. That's it. Gotta go. Get out of here. And thanks to Peter Kelly, the doyen of the Victorian Society, who told me about Strathallan House, Ronnie Aldridge's old house in Port St Mary. It used to be the Clifton Hotel. Apparently, it used to be called Hygienic House, and it is a Bailey Scott building. I didn't know that. A Bailey Scott building. So my comment about dropping it may not be completely the right thing to do. Thank you, Peter. Good to hear from you. And of course, when the Light Nights are with us, it'll be closer to the camera obscura opening on Douglas Head. Right, that's it. Have a fantastic weekend. Thanks to Chris on the phones. Thank you for being involved in Man in Line. Have a great weekend.
WINT